Chairman of the Indonesian Chamber of Commerce and Industry endorsed the government's strategy to engage in negotiation rather than retaliation in response to trade imbalances with the United States. He highlighted that Indonesian $18 billion trade surplus with the U.S. should be addressed through dialogue, focusing on key exports like electronics, garments, and footwear, while acknowledging U.S. interests in commodities such as cotton, wheat, and soybeans. Biden is preparing for a visit to the U.S. in early May to meet with the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, aiming to strengthen bilateral trade relations and explore mutual economic opportunities. Agriculture Minister Sudaryono announced Indonesia's readiness to become a global food granary, citing increased production, innovation, and agricultural collaboration. Speaking at the International Fertilizer Products Event in Bali, he highlighted a national rice surplus with 13.9 million tons of rice produced against a domestic consumption of 10.37 million tons. Sudaryono also emphasized the success of irrigation initiatives, which have enabled farmers to harvest 2 or 3 times annually on over 2 million hectares of land, significantly boosting productivity. And that was the news.
Thank you. From last year's, which reached to the 73.52, which means
4.12 volumes, yeah, above the previous year. And this also means 2.12 points exceeding the target. Of course, we will do our best to achieve better targets, yeah, this year. This is because we have developed our new approach to the literacy skill improvement for not only for younger generation, but also for the senior generations. We have provided more books to the communities. We have more closer collaborations with literacy activists and also with the government as well. Maybe target will be achieved this year, the higher one, the better one,
yeah,
okay?
Sure, I hope so.
And everybody hopes so, I think.
Yes, okay. Literacy, really important right now, and more coming years ahead. And speaking about last year's achievement or collaboration by the National Library, in this case with international libraries, with Russia, for example. So could you elaborate the results of the collaboration?
Well, we have, of course, in our minds a number of objectives why we developed collaboration with international partners. First of all, of course, we would like to open more access for global work to the global world, right? And number two, we would like to learn from global institutional partners about their best practices. And number three, we also would like to share our experiences, both the good and the bad stories in managing libraries. We learn from each other. And the last one is to see potential more collaborations. Especially with Russia, we have established intention, right, to exchange the collections, for example. And we also have agreed to have joint event either in Jakarta or in Russia. And this year alone, we have hosted the events with Russia, represented by its diplomatic mission in Jakarta. And I think this kind of collaboration will continue in the future.
Besides Russia, maybe this year will be more international libraries from other countries.
Yeah, we have signed, for example, the agreement with Pakistan, and also we are now waiting for the approval from the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. And last year we also agreed on the collaboration with SOAS from the UK, and we will implement the collaboration this year. So there are so many institutions waiting for the approval from each relevant government.
Looking forward to it. And when it comes to library, it's inseparable from the role of librarians as well. And last year, the National Library collaborated with Colombo Plant to strengthen the role of librarians. Is it only in ASEAN last year?
Well, actually, ASEAN is the hub, actually, in one sense. But we also actually extended this to other countries as an observer, for example, because as long as they are interested in the programs, what we call is the transformation of libraries based on social inclusion. So there are so many countries interested in this, and like South Korea, for example, when I met them in Dubai, for example, and they said, this is very interesting, and how about if we join this program to observe first what you have done? So I think there is a good start for this collaboration with non-ASEAN countries.
And this year, there will be another forum for librarians.
Well, we are still hoping for this, yes, because of the policy for the tightening of our budget from the government, but we are still waiting for the possibilities of having this event. If not, then we can still work on our projects on the community development based on social inclusion this year, and we will report this to the ASEAN members in next year, I think. So, the possibility is still there.
And the result of the Colombo Plan itself last year, how is it?
Well, the focus of the discussion was actually on how community members have felt that the presence of libraries are felt by the community members. And this was witnessed by the members of ASEAN countries, how Indonesian government has managed to involve community members in the activities inside the libraries, and how these roles have been expanded to improve the quality of the life of the community members. So the substance from this meeting was actually how the audience, the participants, have understood that there is a new role of library on how to improve the quality of the life of the community members. That's a more important issue, yeah.
Improving the quality of life and literacy, that must empower people's skills. So how do you think literacy empower people's skills?
How literacy can improve the quality of life of the people? Well, you can imagine, right? Literacy actually comprises of, if I can divide it into seven levels, yeah, seven orders, yeah? And it has to do with the ability to create the higher order city level, yeah? Literacy, in the very bottom part, is the ability to identify, for the identification, knowing something. He or she can identify. From there, it develops up to understanding, yeah? People can identify and they understand. Okay, I know this and this is for this and for that. And the next level, level three, is about the application, the implementation, meaning that people, what they have understood. And the next ability is the analysis, yeah, the ability to analyze something. If there's an issue, then people can understand how to analyze the good and the bad, the sides of the issue. And then after that, they can also connect one issue to another through their synthesizing. And after that, people can assess what to do and what not to do. And the last level is the creativity. They can create something. So, a nation with the people having creativity, meaning that they are literate. So what does this imply? This implies that it's only the nation with people with creativity that can reach the level of nation with pride.
That's the skills that we should have right now, because as we know that, so we can get so many information right now from various sources. But literacy, that's the very basic thing that we should possess, so we can filter the good and the bad thing in information in this case. So on this World Book and Copyright Day, what would you like to say to Indonesian people in particular and our listeners worldwide in general to increase their literacy by reading a book? book. Mm. Now, as I mentioned before, that books can become our friends. Yeah. So make it your friends, right? So that you will be feeling happy. Yeah. In the presence of books, when you are in sorrow, right? When you are sad, books can become your friends who can entertain you, right? And also, it's through books that we can improve our knowledge. It is through books that we can learn new things. Yeah. As you mentioned earlier, also that books are the windows for knowledge and creativity and imagination. So we can go back to books. Yeah. Because books are the sources of knowledge, and also it is your friends. Thank you so much, Baba Aminuddin Aziz, the head of the Indonesian National Library, for sharing so many inspiring knowledge with us on the World Book and Copyright Day. Hopefully we can keep opening this window to a brighter world, especially for Indonesian. Happy World Book and Copyright Day once again. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, we think that's today's VOA talk on the World Book and Copyright Day. Hopefully, like I said before, we can keep reading books, keep increasing our literacy, so we can keep opening more windows, more doors for more knowledge and opportunities in our life. That is all more when we come back, and more insightful talks on VOA talks later, only on Indonesia Today from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and by streaming on voanews.id and RFE Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Fashion, Indonesian Wonder, Kisland, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Music and Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Bye.
is shaped into small balls like meatballs and then steamed. Therefore, some people call gumball as rice meatball because it is round, made of rice, and it's white color. According to the story, gumball comes from the word gimbal because it uses the fingers. Sugar. You can add shaved ice or ice cubes that are woven into small pieces. As a variation, you can also add pieces of jackfruit or prunes to sticky rice puppy. For one bowl of ice gumball carrot, you only need to pay 5,000 rupees. It is quite affordable, isn't it?
Enjoyed with warm rice and sambal cholo cholo, a typical Maluku sauce made from shallots, chilies, basil, and sea lime.